coming up, we're going to conclude our debate here in the Irish Life Centre on the EU Fiscal Compact referendum. We're also going to be talking about Facebook comments and cycling, and we have the new Dictator movie. And that's not any dictators in the EU, it's the new Sacha Baron Cohen movie we're going to be talking about. And we have our great Centre competition as well. 100 to 102 Today FM across the nation. Here's the news with Juliette Gash.
Thanks, Matt. Good evening. The Jobs Minister, Richard Bruton, says the government would look to hold a second referendum if voters reject the EU fiscal treaty in 2 weeks' time. He made the remarks on the Last Words Europe debate this evening. But Nigel Farage from the UK Independence Party says the minister's remarks show that democracy in Ireland has died. Our political correspondent, Justin McCarthy, reports from the Irish Life Centre in Dublin.
Hold on a second, just relax, Matt.
In a lively debate on The Last Word, the Jobs Minister Richard Bruton was asked by presenter Matt Cooper if the government had a plan B if Ireland votes no to the EU fiscal treaty in 2 weeks' time. The minister said a no vote would cut Ireland off from European funding and we'd have a crisis on our hands.
I suppose we will have to say that we will need access to this fund, and I think Ireland will be looking to say, can we vote again? Because we will need access
But Nigel Farage from the UK Independence Party said the minister's remarks show that democracy in Ireland is dead.
Whether you vote no to Lisbon, whether you vote no to Nice, they make you vote again. And you have to go on voting again and again and again until you get the answer that the Irish politicians and their German masters want.
Earlier, Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald and Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin clashed over how much a yes vote would cost Ireland.
If you actually look at what analysts are saying, they do the projections and they look from 2015 onwards, and they state very categorically that this treaty will cost in the region of €6 billion.
That is a lie. That is a complete lie.
In additional,
they do not say that. Where do they say that? Name an economist who says that.
Well, if Michael Taft, for instance, is it? Michael Taft.
Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, at the Irish Life Centre in Dublin.
In the past few moments, Minister Bruton has retracted the remarks he made, suggesting the government would run the treaty referendum for a second time if voters reject it. The minister said he had made a mistake when he made the comments. In other news, the health minister says treating patients on trolleys in hospital corridors will be phased out by the end of the year. James Riley's commitment comes after the publication today of a 300-page report into the emergency department at Dublin's Talla Hospital. HICWA says the overuse of trolleys put the welfare of patients at risk, but it says the practice is commonplace in other hospitals around the country. Fergal O'Brien reports.
The Health Information and Quality Authority says there was a greater focus on budgets in Talla Hospital than the quality of care and services in the ED. It says there's a persistent and generally accepted tolerance of using trolleys in corridors for long periods. HICWA's head of operations, Hilary Coates, says it's wholly unacceptable.
That is a major risk to the safety and welfare of patients, and this has to stop. We would expect that to be the first recommendation that every hospital in the country would look at.
The Health Minister, James Riley, says he wants to eradicate the practice in all hospitals.
We've sent that message to the system, and we will be going out to monitor that that is truly the case. I would hope by the end of this year, and sooner even, that there won't be patients on trolleys in corridors.
The Health Watchdog's inquiry is also raising concerns about the effectiveness of the governance and financial management in Talla. Fergal O'Brien, Today FM News at Government Buildings.
Teachers, students and experts have come together to develop more up-to-date guidelines to help tackle bullying, particularly homophobic and cyberbullying. It comes on the day that 4 fifth-year pupils were expelled from a Dublin school for posting remarks about 3 of their teachers on the site. The story emerged today. The forum, organised by the Department of Education, has heard of the devastating effect of bullying on some students. Supporters group Glen and Belong Too say half of gay and lesbian people under 25 have considered suicide and almost a third have self-harmed. Retired principal Tim Geraghty says bullying cannot be tolerated, but the reality is it can be difficult to spot.
Some bullying is not that easy to identify. I suppose if you see students becoming withdrawn, becoming isolated, not interacting with their friends as they might have done previously, that is something that you would be conscious of.
Finally, for now, efforts to finalise a survival scheme for Aircom can go ahead tomorrow. A commercial court challenge to the examiner's proposals by one of the firm's creditors and a potential investor has been dismissed by the commercial court. The troubled telecoms business and associated companies employ around 5,800 people.
Today FM Sport with Fujifilm.
Spring into action with the new range of Fujifilm FinePix cameras in store now.
Good evening, I'm Nathan Murphy at 6:30.
Today FM weather with EBS. Grow your savings at a great rate with EBS, where family counts.
Mostly overcast this evening with scattered outbreaks of light rain, these mainly in the south and east. Tonight will be cloudy with further patches of drizzle, but all areas will have good dry spells too. Lowest temperatures 4 to 8 degrees. Today FM News will have more at 6:30.
The Last Word Europe Debate, live from the Irish Life Building in Dublin.
4 o'clock. You're listening to 101.02 Today FM across Ireland with the latest news. Here's Juliette Gash.
Thanks, Tony. Good afternoon. The Taoiseach says the Catholic primate of all Ireland should reflect on the contents of a BBC documentary on clerical sex abuse. Cardinal Sean Brady has refused to resign despite last night's BBC programme, which claimed that information was given to a team of clerics, including the Cardinal in 1975, about other children being abused by Father Brendan Smith. However, the information was not passed on to the children's parents or to Gardaí. In a statement, Cardinal Brady says while he was part of a culture of deference and silence, he was not responsible for leading the investigation, nor had he the authority over Brendan Smith. Speaking in Dublin this afternoon, Enda Kenny says Cardinal Brady needs to consider the programme's revelations.
It's also important, as I've said on many occasions in the past, that every organisation dealing with children, including religious organisations, play their full part in cooperating with government to set out a system and a structure whereby these horrendous carry-on can never happen again. In respect of Cardinal Brady, it's a matter for himself to reflect on the outcome of the programme.
The Taoiseach has described claims by the No campaign that Ireland could exist outside the euro as lunatic economics. Eamon Gilmore was responding to comments by the People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd-Barrett. Mr. Boyd-Barrett also claimed that Ireland could get the money to run the country by introducing 10 billion euros worth of new taxes if the EU cuts off finance after the referendum. Our political correspondent Justin McCarthy reports from Leinster House.
The yes side in the fiscal treaty debate maintains that a no vote in the referendum would exclude Ireland from EU funding. But launching his party's campaign of opposition to the treaty, Richard Boyd-Barrett said even if Ireland is locked out of the markets after the treaty, 10 billion euro in extra taxes could be introduced to fund the running of the country.
Through wealth taxes and through higher income taxes on the top earners, we could bridge most of that gap, if not all of that gap.
Mr. Boyd-Barrett also maintains that Ireland doesn't need the euro.
Britain does perfectly well without the euro. And many states do perfectly well within Europe without the euro.
But Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore says that position is economic lunacy.
The euro is our own currency. It's not somebody else's. It's the money in our pocket. And it is lunatic economics to be suggesting that you collapse your own currency.
Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, Leinster House.
Sean Quinn has told the High Court he gave his children an overriding instruction to do everything they could to protect their assets from Anglo-Irish Bank. The bankrupt businessman claims the bank, now called IBRC, bullied him out of his business and destroyed his reputation. Our courts correspondent Francesca Cumman reports.
Time and again in his evidence, Sean Quinn has pointed the finger at Anglo-Irish Bank as the great destroyer, ruining the country, his business, his life. In one of several outbursts, he said, "I'm trying to see if there's anything else I can do with my life. I'm 65. They've taken my dignity." The former billionaire, his son and nephew all deny breaching a court order from last summer, prohibiting the Quinns from disposing of their valuable international assets. IBRC has laid claim to the assets as collateral for Quinn debts of 2.8 billion euros. Sean Quinn says they'd planned to pay back every penny, but hit a brick wall dealing with Anglo. So instead, he said he instructed his children to do everything they could to keep Quinn assets out of Anglo's hands. Francesca Cumman, Today FM News at the High Court.
The Communications Minister says he intends to deal quickly with the potentially harmful effects of an over-concentration of media ownership. Pat Rabbitt told the Dáil that the government considers it vitally important to introduce new legislation to deal with the ownership of newspapers and broadcast media. He admitted that the bill giving him new powers to deal with media ownership issues has been delayed because of other legislative priorities. But Minister Rabbitt says the issue remains a priority for the government.
The critical role of media in our democracy and the potentially harmful effects of an over-concentration of media ownership means that this issue is a vitally important one. The government remains committed to implementing a set of robust measures that allow for a transparent and objective assessment of the public good in media mergers cases, and to do so as quickly as possible.
Today FM Sport and weather next.
For a few million euro, I'd...
Today FM weather with EBS. Saving spring to life with EBS, where family counts.
Dry this afternoon and evening, apart from the odd shower, some bright or sunny spells, but it'll stay cloudy and misty in places, especially in the north and midlands. Mild with top temperatures 13 to 17 degrees. Today FM News will have more on The Last Word at 4:30.
Juliet, thank you very much indeed, and John for all of the sport as well. Wednesday afternoon, you're on 100 to 102 Today FM. I'm
so
Tony Fent.
Looking forward to 100 to 102 Today FM across the nation. With your news, here's Juliet Cash.
Thanks, Matt. Good evening. The Taoiseach says the only way to guarantee continued funding for Ireland is to vote yes to the fiscal treaty. He made the remarks after Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore said that Ireland could apply to the IMF for a second bailout if the treaty were rejected. However, he said it would be a risky prospect. Opponents to the treaty say the claims that Ireland would be cut off from funding by voting no is a bogus argument. Our political correspondent Justin McCarthy reports from Leinster House.
The government today signed the referendum order signalling the official start of the treaty campaign. Launching his party's referendum poster, Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore responded to newspaper claims that the IMF would be available to provide loans to Ireland in the event of a no vote.
While you may be able to apply to the IMF, you don't know what they're going to provide to you, and you don't know on what terms they're going to provide it to you.
But Taoiseach Enda Kenny said the only way to guarantee continued funding was to vote yes.
We hope never to have to use it, but it's very important that it be there if at some future time the country had to have recourse to it.
But opponents to the treaty, including Sinn Féin's David Cullinan and People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett, say it's a bogus argument to suggest that Ireland would be cut off from a second bailout by voting no.
Well, I think that's complete red herring, because the IMF are not coming to our aid, neither are the EU.
But we believe the whole access to funding is a complete red herring. And it was only put into the treaty to scare people, to get people to focus on the ESM funding and not the actual fiscal compact treaty which people are voting on.
Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, Leinster House.
Fianna Fáil TD Eamon O'Queeve says he will never leave Fianna Fáil and that he's entitled to his own personal opinions, even if they differ from the party line. Deputy O'Queeve told The Last Word that a huge number of Fianna Fáil members around the country agree with him that people should vote no in the fiscal treaty referendum. Earlier, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said Eamon O'Queeve was giving out bad advice, but Deputy O'Queeve is insisting that the treaty's not a good deal for Ireland and needs to be rethought.
I think that we would find a large measure of support from influential people in Europe would actually say, and from ordinary people in Europe, would actually say, yes, we were going into this in haste, and we should look very carefully at the small print.
The Department of Education says it will carry out a second inspection of a Munster school which refused to admit a pregnant student next month. It said its report on the school will be completed by the end of June. Earlier today, the principal of the school was accused of being hostile and defiant by the Children's Ombudsman. He told Emily Logan he had a duty to protect the honourable majority of his pupils in the lay-owned Catholic Ethos school. Fergus Finlay, chief executive of the children's charity Barnardo, says excluding pregnant teens from school is counterproductive.
If you want kids to get pregnant and in that process to become a burden on the state for the rest of their lives, what you do is you isolate them, you ghettoise them, you stigmatise them, and you deprive them of support. If you don't want them to become a burden, if you want them to grow and their children to grow as independent adults, then what you do is you keep them in education and you encourage them to look to the future.
A 39-year-old Derry man has been convicted of murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend following a retrial. Stephen Cahoon of Harvey Street admitted killing 30-year-old Jean Teresa Quigley at her home in Shantallow on July 26, 2008, but denied her murder. Our courts correspondent Francesca Common reports.
Stephen Cahoon claimed he snapped and strangled Jean Quigley when she told him the baby she was carrying wasn't his and that she was going to abort it. He'd called to her house at 2 a.m. despite the fact the mother of four had recently ended their four-month relationship, telling friends she was afraid of her former boyfriend. It was her mother, Emma, who found her battered body. Stephen Cahoon gave no reaction when, after 4 hours and 46 minutes, the jury unanimously found him guilty of murder and he was sentenced to life. Mr. Justice Barry White said he would have considered life even if the jury had returned a manslaughter verdict. Having heard the 39-year-old has served time for beating up two other women. The judge called him a danger to society in general and women in particular. Francesca Cummins, Today FM News at the Central Criminal Court.
Finally for now, it's been confirmed that up to one-third of the current prison population will be allowed temporary release over the next 3 years. The plan is part of a new strategy by the Irish Prison Service launched at the Training and Development Centre in Portlaoise today. It means that up to 400 inmates per year are to be released under a new community return programme. Prisoners serving terms of between 1 and 8 years will be eligible.